My name is Ralph White, and I am an alcoholic. Ooh, Molly, you almost had me leaking. I'm like. I'd like to thank the committee, especially Derek, who, if you have not done service, get with that guy. Talk about diligent, follow-up, remarkable. I got one complaint. I'm a short guy. You know, from when you sit down there, it looks like it's hard to see the person. At least I can see, you know, I'm standing on tiptoes. Lower this podium. Anyway, get a stool. Tell this table this is not audience participation. I'd like to thank my hosts, Beth and Stacy, for picking me and Leslie up. And this is a long trip from Seattle Airport. So for all the hosts who picked up speakers, who took out of your day, who took the time to transport us to this place, I really want to thank you. You know, so I want to thank you. I want to thank Leah and Wes for, you know, I know they're hosting Mildred, but they've been, I mean, they're hosting Deb, but they've been ferrying me back and forth too, and I appreciate. Last night, you know, you guys closed this place up like, I mean, tight. Nowhere to eat. I'm from Los Angeles. We are open all night. So we were trying to get some food. No place. No Grubhub. No DoorDash. No nothing. So I walked downstairs. You know, I'm going to say something that I'm the main person, Jay, that gets up. When people say, oh, I found a parking spot. Oh, God did. You know, I'm like, really? God got that coming. You know, we got all this other stuff. Your parking spot. But I walked downstairs. I'm getting ready to say something. I walked downstairs. And a lady was downstairs smoking, and we were hungry. And I thought, wow, God. And so I started asking her, and she's in here, and she's Amanda. And she said, I'll go get my car, and we'll go find a place. And these two drunks in the middle of the night found themselves in a bar. At least the thought didn't come suddenly that some whiskey and some milk would be a good. You know, we have problems in bars. In fact, Bill on Armistice Day, when he was coming back, he ended up in a bar for a sandwich too. You know, so eating sandwiches and bars and alcohol, that don't always come off. But I'm here. I'm upright. I got my money. You know. So, Amanda, thank you for looking out for a brother, and, I want to thank you, you know, and I think Marsha gave me a ride, Shalaby gave me a ride. Okay, enough of that, you know, enough of the thank yous. Let me do what you guys brought me here to do, and I got wide latitude because you guys have given me step one. I'm a person that when you bring me to one of these things, I like to stick with what it is I'm doing. I'm not going to encroach on Mildred. I'm not going to encroach on Shannon, you know, on the other people. Steps, you know, I'm gonna try to stay in step one. Step one is a hopeless place, you know. It's not a good news step, you know. It's not, you know. So, but Chris, they gave me a little latitude because they say tell your story and step one. So maybe, just maybe, we'll hit a high note up in here, you know, because step one, and I got a head start on it because Donna, in her talk, you know, because that's what our stories do. We're storytellers, you know, and our best, not lecturers. You know, we come to events like this, and some people have come out here, and you got some great communicators, and probably a lot of times people are thinking, you know, somebody's going to give me some pointers, some tips, some, we're not lecturers. We have found the best way to communicate what it is that happens for us, not information. That gets transmitted in a weekend like this. But what happens to folk like us is transformation.